Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When Crystal Chu began caring for cancer patients, she was surprised to find many women who had cancer in one breast decided to remove the other one, too. They may have worried about symmetry, wanting both sides of their body to look the same, or they might have thought removing both breasts would prevent future problems.
There's a fear of getting cancer again in that other side, and even though the chances of that are very low, there is still a risk, and so women think, if I just remove both, then I won't have to worry about cancer anymore.
In fact, removing the second breast does not completely eliminate the risk of a second cancer diagnosis, according to surgical oncologist Lynn Dangle.
Because there are going to be some scattered breast cells that do get left behind, and so those cells could theoretically become a cancer down the road.
The American Society of Breast Surgeons discourages the practice in women at average risk of cancer.
Anytime you do additional surgery, you're going to have additional surgical risk or a complication from the surgery itself or from reconstruction if the woman's going to choose to pursue reconstruction.
And Crystal Chu says many women she met regretted the decision to remove a healthy breast.
They had already made that decision, and now they were living with life after having chemotherapy, surgery, and just hearing them tell their stories about not realizing how painful the surgery would be and the complications that happened. You know, some had an infection after their surgery, which delayed their chemotherapy.
To help women make a well-considered decision and perhaps avoid regrets, Chu has developed a kind of survey or decision aid that doctors or nurses can use when talking with their patients. It helps the patient think through her concerns and get relevant information. It also reminds the doctor that more surgery may not mean a better outcome.
When you're using a decision aid, it's not only beneficial to the patient to identify what their priorities are, it's also a way for the physician to recognize their own biases, because a physician may come in and they have a plan in their mind that they're ready to implement for that patient. And it's a way for them to also take a step back and realize that the patient's priorities may not match their personal goals. It's really important to get both physician and patient on the same page.
UVA nursing professor Randy Jones, an expert on decision-making tools for prostate cancer, is advising Chu. He says this approach encourages patient participation in making a choice.
Individuals who utilize the decision aid are glad that they actually have used it, because then they feel like they're part of the actual process versus just being someone that's being dictated to.
And finally, Chu says it offers the patient's loved ones a chance to weigh in.
This can take 30 to 40 minutes to go through it with them, and then you hope that they have time to take it home. If they have a support person, a friend, your spouse, whoever you're close with, to get their input as well.
Chu hopes to begin a study later this year, working with 50 patients to see how well the decision-making aid actually works. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.